Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Minutes after the hour here on the DJV program, if you take things one at a time, pretty much you can do anything you set your mind to. Monotasking, it's called. So each hour we start with one thing, and then we go to another thing. Sometimes the vision isn't as clear. Sometimes it's not as clear as other times. But Jennifer has picked one thing that she wants to start with here. It's Jennifer and Victoria and Doug on the DJV show. Let's play pretend. Jennifer, shall we?
Well, this is a really strange story, and it happened in my hometown of Los Angeles yesterday when in the very early morning hours there was a man who got dropped off in Los Angeles at like 1 o'clock in the morning and took an Uber into downtown L.A., of all things, and he was dressed in full National Guard uniform, except one of the colors was a little off, but under the guise of darkness, apparently that wasn't overtly obvious to the National Guardsmen who were patrolling the streets of Los Angeles. He tried to join their formation and apparently was finally called out when they realized that his weapons were better than their weapons in the National Guard. Right. This was a story broken by our local Fox affiliate, and they said that 31-year-old, this is really scary, and this is a guy who's looking for an
excuse to shoot people. And,
yeah. Right. Oh. And this is, it goes under the headline of these bad people hiding within protesters and using National Guardsmen. I mean, they're right there in front of us. And it's very scary because there are more people out and leaving ourselves vulnerable to something like this. So this guy, 31 years old, his name is Gregory Wong. He was taken into custody on assault weapon charges after he was found with this cache of weapons in his backpack. The police department said that he was arrested in downtown Los Angeles, where a lot of the protests have been held. And this investigative reporter who uncovered this said that he got dropped off by the Uber right across from LAPD headquarters. He then tried to get into the formation with a unit of National Guard soldiers who were defending downtown LA. And he was spotted by some of the soldiers based on the gun that he had. Now, he was carrying an AR-15 rifle, and National Guardsmen typically will carry either an M4 or an M16. They either carry a short gun or a long gun. This guy actually had both with him. He also had other high-end tactical gear. He had night vision goggles, the sidearm. National Guard soldiers quickly, like people started picking it up, and so it went up the ranks really quickly, and they reported him to the LAPD. There was a reservist on the scene who said he knew this guy through a community that they both belonged to on Facebook. And he said that no one in the military or with any military training would have done anything so stupid. He outfitted himself like he was ready to go into Afghanistan. That's this guy's quote, instead of patrolling neighborhoods in an American city. Now, I guess this guy went on further and said he'd been watching him on Facebook the last few days, and he'd been posting that he was available to help defend stores from looters. And he was getting very frustrated that no one was responding to his offer. So apparently he got his uniform together, packed his backpack, got his weapons, and just tried to join the National Guard.
Unless you are in the military, that stuff shouldn't even be available so that you can look like a copycat. You know,
the uniform was off. It was a different color. But at night, I think the reason they noticed him was because he had a better gun than the rest of the National Guardsmen. And so everybody was like, why would he have that? Right, well, because most people will lock away, most National Guardsmen lock up their weapons for when they're on National Guard duty, when they're deployed. And so they're like, why would he have such a nice gun to be locked away for most of the year? And so that's what actually tipped him off, because it was dark. They wouldn't have noticed the color difference until daylight.
What was he charged with?
Carrying weapons, essentially, but I don't know if there are going to be further charges, because depending on what he wanted to do or what he was trying to do.
Well, thank God he didn't get to do anything that he wanted to do. Thankfully, you know, because that just sounds like that's someone who was looking to just shoot people.
The felony charges were manufacturing and distribution of assault weapons. It's interesting how they would make that the charge, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if he didn't really do anything other than impersonate National Guardsmen, then, yeah.
All right, a couple of things
about...
He
tried to talk himself out of trouble by saying that a friend of his was in the National Guard and told him to come down and join him so that they could go defend a jewelry store together. Mm. You okay?
Latest CCP virus news, and Victoria wants me to underscore this for a few days.
Why did you
CCP.
Change it? Just call it the Chinese virus like everyone else.
Okay. Well, CCP is Chinese Communist Party. It's a little more...
But that also sounds like you're talking about a different virus now. Like, let's stick with what everybody is familiar with. I know
the Chinese virus,
thing.
But isn't it sort of feels
call
like
it
we're
the
blaming
Wuhan
all the
virus
Chinese.
If you want, so everyone
Wuhan.
Knows what you're talking about.
Excuse me. Okay, boss.
Yeah, well, you know, you always do this, and then everyone who's new tunes in. They're like, "What the hell is this guy
what
talking about?"
What is he
about?
Talking about? I know it. All right, let's talk about the. Remdesivir. How do you pronounce it?
Remdesivir.
That too. All right. So there's. Oh my God. Huh. Outrageous. We were talking about vaccines and the good news in the vaccine department when it looks like there may be something that has merit in the testing that's going on. So now Gilead Sciences has released testing information that shows that certain patients improved after they got this drug Remdesivir. 600 hospitalized patients who had moderate pneumonia but didn't need oxygen support were randomly assigned to be treated with remdesivir for 5 days along with standard care. What are you laughing at? I pronounced it right then.
No, you didn't. It's not remdesivir. It's remdesivir. Like, spell it out phonetically, Mr. Former English teacher.
Remdesivir.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
You're welcome. Thank you. Patients and doctors knew who was getting... which treatment they could potentially skew the results. Gilead said patients...
This wasn't as good as they were hoping it would be.
No, but it's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's just not
well, but you
as
know what it
promising.
Does? Well, because the reason that I highlighted in the manner of speaking is because all those people who were shaming the idea of having the Z-Pak and the malaria disease as a treatment together... You know, they said, okay, well, look over here. This is real science. Well, you know what? It's not as good as the results of using the Z-Pak and the thing. It's got to be used the right way in the right, with the right dosages, with the right patients. That's all. And that's really what we have going on. A lot of work's being done. It's good. It just, you know, it's not, nothing is always, nothing is ever what it seems to be on the surface. The Americans wondering, I think all of us probably are in this category, about the second round of stimulus checks. Can somebody tell me what Congress is doing or not doing along this line? There's lots of
The House isn't even in Washington, D.C., and the Senate is in session. They're doing a hearing. So they're doing hearings this week. So I don't think that there's a fourth act yet that's seriously going anyplace.
Yeah. All right. How did you spend your money, the $1,200? Did you keep track of it, either of you?
Yep, I put it into a CD.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. What about you, Jennifer? What did you do with it? Did you track it?
Just saved it, used it for bills and stuff. I didn't really track it. It's just kind of in the mix.
Do you know people who needed it to survive, or do you know anybody that used it as, like, people unemployed?
And it's not enough.
To buy food?
Well, you have to choose. Do you buy groceries, or do you pay rent? You know, it's... Anyone who lost a job, and a lot of people we know, was it 33 million people lost jobs? Or more at this point. Yeah, it doesn't even come close to being able to get someone through a month. And if you have a family, it's fine. I mean, it's a help, but it certainly doesn't solve the problem.
See, I don't think, for me anyway, as a self-employed person, and other people who have small businesses, the PPP was much more helpful because it spoke to a specific problem and helped in specific areas and still does in a manner of speaking. And so whether just sending people money, $1,200, $2,000, whatever they're talking about doing, I don't think it doesn't hack it. It doesn't seem to mean as much to people. So maybe it's just a thought because they're trying to figure out what to do with it. I think relaxing, here's what I would like to see, Jennifer. Maybe you feel the same way, and I don't mean not to include you, Victoria, but this is for those of us who have the small businesses did the PPP thing. There are many business organizations that are trying to, and I think they've been successful in part, to have this PPP. It was supposed to be, all the money was supposed to be spent by the end of June. Now they've changed that to allow it to go further so that it can be used and most everything that was a part of it can be written off. So that's good. Here's something else that's good. If you haven't heard the story about our works giveaway for Father's Day, Father's Day is the 21st, for those of you who are keeping track. And we've given a lot of thought to what we want to give away and come up with two WORX. I love to do that because it's like a call letters of radio station. Works is the company. They have all electric power tools, drills, and sanders, and buffers. And it just is, they've got a new lawnmower that you will just find fascinating. It has enough power to be a mulcher. And we're going to give away two, empowered by Musk has got special lithium batteries, I guess, that have been created. And so this is putting those batteries into a walk-behind mower. You don't have to worry about it running out of gas. It'll do a quarter of an acre without needing a charge. So if you want in on this sort of thing or some of the other things that we are going to give away for Father's Day, we'll have a special time on Friday of this week. And you can be thinking about maybe your favorite memory of your father, that sort of thing. But that's coming up on Friday this week and Friday next week, just prior to Father's Day on the 21st of June. 18 after on the DJV program.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Still in awe of this kid. Right, right. It's 23 after on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you enjoying the music of Scotty McCreary, who is joining a lot of other people performing benefits. In this case, remember him, though. Go back to season 10. He was the winner at American Idol. Kind of a goofy-looking kid with a wonderful voice. And a boy, he was, what, 19 or something? He sounded like he was 35.
Yeah.
But no, he was just
a kid,
wasn't
he? I remember that season kind of vividly, where I remember when they had to pair off into groups. No one wanted to have him in their group, and then he ends up winning the whole thing. It's nuts. He's got a big mouth.
He looked like a kind of a goofy kid, and that's why, you know, people judge people how they look, not how they sound. So he had the last laugh.
Yep.
So this Music Cares benefit kicks off Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern, on Scotty's Facebook page, back to March, where Scotty performed and appeared on more than 50 live social media events with country radio stations and media outlets on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. He's dubbed the series of performances as his Somewhere in Quarantine tour. So imagine that. He's had 50 of these things since late March when this thing all got started. Good for him. He recently released a new song, Somewhere in Quarantine Tour. It's a T-shirt, also with a portion of the net proceeds going to Music Cares, the relief fund, which helps those in the music community affected by the situation with the Chinese virus. The shirt is for sale. Listen to you, Victoria. The shirt is for sale on his online store at ScottyMcCreary.com. T-shirt has a McCreary logo, tour name on the front, while on the back end of the listing of the radio stations and media outlets who have hosted his social media performances and appearances so far this spring. So is this guy, where is he in the hierarchy of performers and performances? Is he
I think
up
he's
there?
Still an opening, he's still kind of an opening act, but I think but I think he's still done pretty well where most people know him.
Yeah. Everybody recognizes
for him, he sounds a lot like another country singer. And I always thought that, actually, when he was coming along. His name is Josh. What the heck is his name now?
Really?
No, not necessarily, because I don't know if the other guy had such mainstream appeal that they knew, but I knew watching him that he sounded just like, gosh, what is his name? We need Kara to Google. Josh something or other.
Josh Groban.
My brain doesn't work. Anyway, I think that that's kind of, I think he's actually surpassed that person in country music now with his hits. So I think that he's coming along.
Good. Guitarist Jimmy Capps, next person in the focus of our musical portion of this hour, member of the Musicians Hall of Fame.
Josh Turner just came to me. Sorry.
Okay, Josh, that's okay. Who played on a lot of big hits like Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today, and George Strait's Amarillo by Morning, has passed away at the age of 81. Also a member of the Grand Ole Opry, born in 1939 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He began playing the guitar when he was 12. In 1958, he auditioned for the Louvin Brothers Band, was asked to join the sibling duo by one of the siblings, Charlie Louvin. Capps made his first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry stage with the Louvins, performing their murder ballad, Knoxville Girl. Became an Opry member in 1959. He joined the Opry house band in 67, playing lead guitar behind the radio show's guest artists every week. And he'd been doing it continually.
He did it right up until he died, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. He was an in-demand session musician, smooth playing style, acoustic and electric guitar. Anyway, he was on Elvira, too. All right, that's it, 28 after the hour.
Elvira, my heart's on fire, Elvira.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
How do you have an effective food plot without disking, fertilizing, and spraying? I'll share right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra-lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
To have food plots without disking and spraying, you need to do it by the Buffalo Method. Dr. Grant Woods of Growing Deer TV is an expert in it. When you plant, use a no-till drill and put the seed directly in the ground without tilling. When you terminate weeds or other plants, use a crimper, which is like a buffalo going through the prairie. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com and remember the seasons never end.
Yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison's office upgraded charges against the former Minneapolis police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck and charged the other three fired officers at the scene with aiding and abetting murder.
I filed an amended complaint that charges former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with murder in the second degree. Arrest warrants were issued for former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao. It charges police officer King, Lane, and Tao with aiding and abetting murder in the second degree, a felony offense.
Quincy Mason Floyd, the son of George Floyd, spoke out at a press conference thanking prosecutors and demanding justice.
I am happy that all officers have been arrested. My father has not been killed like this. We deserve justice. That's all I have to say.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
The world's biggest movie theater chain has suffered a blockbuster loss because of COVID-19. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
AMC Theaters posting a first quarter loss of around $2.4 billion. The world's biggest movie theater chain saying the loss is due largely because it had to shut down all of its theaters in March because of the pandemic. AMC is owned by Chinese conglomerate Dalian Wanda Group. It furloughed or laid off more than 26,000 employees. It's also furloughed all 600 corporate staffers, including its CEO, Adam Aron. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA is keeping a close eye on a massive asteroid leading up to the weekend, estimated to be between 820 feet and 1,870 feet, making it potentially taller than the Empire State Building at 1,453 feet, and is traveling at a speed of 11,200 miles per hour. The expectation is that the spacewalk will miss our planet by over 3 million miles when it flies past on June 6th. A treasure hunter using his metal detector at a Florida beach found a lost diamond ring in shallow water. Derek Smith said he was out with his metal detector when it indicated something was buried under the shallow water at Madeira Beach.
Two young ladies told me about their girlfriend who had lost her ring the weekend before. They frantically looked for a couple hours and couldn't find it. With that information, I went to find the ring. I want to get it back to her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Four at the hour now here on the DJB program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Stefan, Horn, and Keelan. I like the sound of Doug, Jen, and Victoria better than Stefan, Horn, and Keelan, don't you?
Yeah, that sounds like we're an accounting firm.
I know. Or worse yet, a legal firm.
Legal firm, we don't like that.
A lot of shows do use the last name of the hosts in their title, but nah. I never thought that was cool. All right, here we are in our all-togethers with a focus on some food news. What's up at Chick-fil-A? You got something?
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, we've got an update on Chick-fil-A. They are, as throughout the country, as restaurants are reopening, Chick-fil-A has updated what their new protocols will be. So if you, I know a lot of people love Chick-fil-A, so if you're dying to get back inside, just know that things will look different than from the last time you were there. So there will be signage inside the restaurants on walls reminding people to socially distance. They'll have employees opening doors for customers. Others,
really?
They're trying to cut down on high touch areas, or what they're calling it. So like napkin.
They've done so well at the window. I'm surprised that they even, a lot of these places like Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, they found out something also that they can serve as much stuff and make as much money without having to have a place for you to sit down and eat the stuff. I think you'll see that. I'm not surprised. I bet you'll you'll
that left
see
a lot of bleeding in their car, though. So it is certainly, and it's fine right now because it's warm out. But you know, I think it's if it was in the winter, I think that would probably you know, a lot of people like to sit outside right now and eat, and outdoor dining at all the Chick-fil-A wherever possible. They're going to be making a push for that. They've removed things like napkin dispensers, flower vases, any type of hospitality amenities that used to be on tables. They've taken them away to, you know, again, keep
but
people
I thought
from
we,
high touch
but,
areas.
Yeah, but are we being told now that it isn't two or three different sources that we have here have said the same thing, and I think Fauci said the same thing, that it really isn't what we thought it was as far as being stickable to surfaces. It really doesn't stick to any surface, so,
I think,
you know, what are they worried about?
Well, I think that for right now, I think a lot of restaurants are trying to just have a standard that they're all going to operate under, and then eventually things will get back to normal. But they have plexiglass shields have been installed at ordering counters. Credit cards and cash are still accepted at all the locations, but they're encouraging people to use the Chick-fil-A app so you can do mobile payments. It decreases the points of contact. Dine-in meals at Chick-fil-A will no longer be served on reusable trays. Everyone just gets a to-go bag, even if you are sitting in the restaurant. Condiments are also not going to be offered anymore, where customers just go and grab them on their own, and they're suspending drink refills for the moment. Now, the staff members are being required to submit to regular temperature checks at the beginning and end of every shift. They have to wear face coverings, and they will be disinfecting high-touch surfaces within the stores every 30 minutes. So that's the credit card reader, door handles, tablets, things like that. So Chick-fil-A is doing, you know, they're doing it the right way. They're going, you know, they're extra cautious. But I think that that's okay for right now. You know, a lot of people are still nervous about going out, and there's a lot of anxiety and people have about reassimilating back into society. Yeah. And so I think that, you know, just knowing that the place is extra clean is probably going to help their business overall.
Well,
I don't understand about the drink refills, though, because all you have to do is push. You don't actually have to, touch anything.
I don't understand.
Some people use their hands to push the thing. Yeah. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of is... but then in other not so great news, in food news, dining news, Denny's, IHOP, and a few other chains like Ruby Tuesdays, they've all, in NTJI Fridays and Le Pain Quotidien, they've all announced that they have stores that will not ever reopen. So it's not a great thing. TGI Fridays was already kind of struggling before the pandemic happened. They now say 10 to 20% of their locations will be permanently closed. Ruby Tuesdays has cut the number of their locations almost in half. Le Pain Quotidien, which is one of my favorite bakery
chains. I don't know that restaurant. I don't know anything about that. What do they do?
There are 250 locations around the world. There are 98 locations in the U.S. They're in Boston. They're in New York. They're in, I don't know if they're in L.A.
Bakery?
It's like a bakery and a restaurant. And it's
like Panera? Is it a Panera type of place?
Smaller. It's smaller, yeah. But so anyway, they're closing completely, which is a real bummer. And IHOP says that about 50 of their stores are going to be closing permanently as well. Denny's has 15 on the list that will not open ever again. So not great news for
restaurants. Well, but think about it for a second. Okay, so let's think about that for a second.
But they're also the restaurants that probably didn't do takeout.
It isn't so much that. The IHOP in Framingham didn't do takeout, and they've been closed. But it's been, because it's on next to a college campus, it does very well. It isn't so much it's not so much what you serve, it's where you are sometimes that matters. In the case of Denny's, there was a great Denny's. My old producer, we love Jack Roberts, Jennifer.
That's right.
I almost, have a tear in my eye when I think about him. He was the producer of this program for a long time, and then he went to work for Jennifer. He was a character man. He used to meet me at the Denny's in Santa Monica after our program. Some of my fondest and funniest memories at that joint. But there was never anybody there. And I think that Denny's is kind of the old. IHOP is the old. You know, when you look at some of these, TGI Friday, they don't have the relevancy now. They're all kind of, especially the TGI Friday.
I remember as a kid, TGI Fridays was like, gosh.
Everybody went. But it's the old, the same stuff, and it's old, and so, you know, it just... I still love the veggie, what do they call it, the fry pan. What was the Denny's thing they had? They used to call their...
A skillet?
A skillet, yeah, that's it. Fry pan, skillet. Same thing. But anyway.
Jen, I had no idea where he was going with that, so I'm glad you knew.
Okay. Speaking Doug today.
Speaking Doug. Olive Gardens are delivering. Olive Garden belongs to the same company that owns TGI Fridays. I don't know why TGI Fridays. Well, it just is the difference. You know, although I don't think Olive Garden is what it used to be. I used to think you could get
Olive
a pretty good meal
terrible.
At Olive Garden. I think they stink now. Anyway.
The salad is the way to go. Soup salad.
Is it?
Yeah. That's the only way to go.
Yeah. Anyway, you can get full bottles of wine and meals, pick up and delivery, $15 a bottle. What's this wine like?
Did we know that they had their own line of wine?
Jennifer,
that's news.
And actually, yeah, they do. They have, like, I mean, I'm sure it's not wine they're actually making, but they slap their label on some,
right.
Offshoot wine. But, right. Yeah,
made in somebody's bathtub.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's not made in the bathtub. A lot of these big wineries, they will have extras that they don't use, so they give them to restaurants to brand and label for themselves.
They got 750 restaurants in 40 states. It's a head-to-head rosé, a Merlot blend called Red Blend Porta Vita. Listen to me talk about, like, I know what I'm talking about. A slightly effervescent red wine called Roscato Rosso Dolce.
That's terrible.
That's, like, super sweet, right?
It's like Stella Rosa. Yeah.
I'd like it.
You would probably
actually,
like it.
You probably would.
Jen and I are, like, turning our noses up at him. You'd be like, yeah, this is good.
Come on, wine snobs here. Anyway, ordering wine by the glass is not available at Olive Garden to go. That kind of makes some sense, unless you want to put it in a plastic cup or something. And for orders over $50, delivery is free from the Olive Garden. Also in this vein, while we're at it, Costco has released some new information about free samples. Free! Free! Not so fast. It's been a while since shoppers have been able to snack on samples as they wanted to while they browsed around a store, but looks like some of those treats are about to make a comeback. They stopped food sampling because of the obvious back in late March. Costco now planning to reintroduce this shopping perk, the typical grab-and-go experience that you've maybe, if you go to Costco, grown accustomed to, likely replaced by a more orderly process. You think?
Well, Costco, I think those tastings are a free-for-all. Like,
people
actually
are
going to
be
know,
bummed without the tastings.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I know people who, like, that's part of a Saturday
go to
thing,
lunch,
just swing by and get all the free food at Costco.
Yeah, right.
So.
Woohoo! Free food! The folks at Costco making these changes, they offer a limited menu now of items, and you can't eat it in the store. You got to go outside, food samples. How many Costco stores are there? Anybody know? I know it's quite. I belong to Costco, but I don't know how many. There's one in L.A. that I go to, and there's one.
Oh, there's 404.
There are. How'd you know that?
Exactly. How would we know that?
All right, fake news. Don't forget eggs. All right, we got a big thing going with eggs. Eggs, eggs, eggs. American Health Association. Is it American Heart Association? Not American Health. Did I say American Health Association before, or did I say American Heart Association?
I don't remember.
I
usually heart. Hang on your every word, but I don't remember that one.
Oh, listen to this. All right, I think, Phil, we have our clip of the day, thanks to Victoria and her snide comment there. By the way, the clip of the day that's posted right now at djvshow.com. But did we get that fixed, by the way, Phil? Do we have, is that, you know, I keep promoting this thing, and yesterday I found out that it was in the tank. And people are complaining because I sent people to the website to listen, and it had gone through the crapper. So hopefully that's back up again. Anyway, try it out, djvshow.com, for the update on Joe Exotic. We consider this the highlight of the day.
Hey,
previous
the Joe Exotic versus Carol Baskin, that's a battle of epic proportions.
I'm seeing all kinds of... See, I don't... You both are onto this. I don't begin to understand what this is all about.
If you haven't seen it,
you should watch it.
Yeah.
Why? Why would I want to? It doesn't...
Because he's in America you don't know about.
Yeah.
Say that again, Jennifer?
I said it's a piece of America that you don't know about private zoos. It's just, it's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of shocking. It's interesting.
I got a farm. Why do I need a private zoo? I got my own private zoo.
Yeah, cows, but you don't, like, charge chickens. Admission. It's just a really weird underworld that I don't think a lot of us were aware of.
Really? Is it for weirdos? Weird stuff for weird people?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Really? And why, so why are the two of you like it so much? Time for a little breath of different air here. 46 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Continuing on now with a focus on astrology, one of my favorite people, and certainly one of my favorite subjects is astrology, how it plays into our lives. I have Laura Banks with me, who's an accomplished, I guess maybe that isn't, is that saying it strong enough? An accomplished astrologer. She's actually an actress. I was thinking about you the other day as an actress because I was watching The Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
And seeing you sitting there at the controls, it's hysterical, actually.
Yes.
It is really.
It's cold in space. Revenge is a dish served cold.
Really? I have to remember that. Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, as far as acting is concerned, she got lots of credits in that department, lots of credits. I don't think I ever asked you this. Did you train yourself or where did you go to learn to be such a great astrologer?
I'm a second-generation astrologer, so I was studying this when I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been in my background, and then I studied in California in a school out there, and I've done a little dabbling with Kepler College, which is a great school. But most of it is just through years and years and years of just understanding it and knowing it and reading it and doing it.
Well, it's like second nature, in a manner of speaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So under the circumstances, when we look at you have done some things, and if people get good readings, go to StarGalNetwork.com, or you can call Laura at 800-571-3978, and she can do for you what she's done for me. And I find it very helpful because I think astrology is such an important part of our lives. It's like every day there's a reason to know. And I know a lot of people look at their horoscope every day, and maybe there's a trend there. But having somebody you can depend on, like Laura, a couple of things she sent to me, for example, that are happening because she knows me and my signs and all the stuff that that goes into being able to make up a great reading, the doors would open, uncovering life's direction for me as of this week. So that's an exact, you've got something going that started now and will go on now for a couple of months. How do you take that, how does the individual like me take that information and use it? Because I think sometimes I get frustrated because there's so much information that you can say, oh, yeah, that's true. But can you prepare for the immediate future by having some of this information?
It's a great question, Doug. Thank you for having me, as always. And it's so simple. There's a transit report. It gets printed out. You get the report. You put that in your calendar. July 15th, conflict at work. August 13th, good week to meet new romantic partner. And I've done this in my own calendar, and it's stunning how they line up. You get a professional who knows where the planets are, and you make a note of it in your calendar. And you start, and I just anyone try that for 3 months with a transit report, and you will be shocked.
I look around and see what's happening around us. Like in your suggestion here, doors are opening more easily now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm involved in so many forest fires.
Oh my gosh!
And you know, business wise, and not so much personally, but business wise. Well, it is personal with me. And
okay.
You know, you look at the stuff going on the streets of major cities, and you wonder, how do I avoid getting involved in that or seeing it? Or, you know, I can talk about it, but I don't feel like I'm a part of it. You know what I mean?
It's breakdown, breakthrough, Doug. You're going through fires of transformation, and so is this planet right now, especially the United States of America. A few things at play I wanted to share quickly. You know, you've got Mars conjunct Neptune, so that's a lot of paranoia. So we're dealing with that right now. Venus is retrograde, but we have very good news. When I do a study this morning, which I did of the planets and what's going on and just the horrific times we live in, the beauty of it is that it's all for good and that it turns out to be a good thing. Right now, Mars is in Pisces with all of this violence, and that's a sign of understanding and peace and consciousness. So the consciousness is rising. Something will come from this like we've not seen before, and just because of the confluence of planets. June 27th, Mars does go into Aries. And that would be a time of more violence. Pisces is more of consciousness raising. I'm so glad Aries isn't there right now. But the point is that then that's its natural home. We'll see good stuff come from Mars in Aries in June 27th.
Ashes.
This whole thing isn't scary as people think. It really is June
1st. No, but you see, the news media makes it that way. Interesting.
They do.
My friend Uri Geller, who's on with me frequently as you are, predicts all of this stuff. And, good stuff comes. But he also says that the Chinese need to be held responsible because they're developing even more ways to stir the pot. Maybe we learn how to deal with them better out of all of this. Check out StarGalNetwork.com. And for an appointment with Laura Banks, 800-571-3978.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.